call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
The mailbox is full and cannot accept any messages at this time. Goodbye.
Greetings, the automatically deleted husband, and I guess there's no surprise that the mailbox is full because my assumption is it may remain that way. I will be really quick tonight. Yesterday my server went down, and I don't know why. Went down, and I didn't find out about it till this morning, so it was, and but anyway, that's another issue. I had a fair night's sleep, but I didn't get up well this morning, so that kind of messed up my day. It's one of the things I find that I have to have a particular discipline in order to be able to sit in front of a computer for 10, 12 hours. I need to keep a certain discipline going, and I goofed. But I did find one thing that was fascinating because I did some work today. I'm pleased with what happened, except it delayed things yet again, and I'm concerned because I set a goal and I keep missing goals date-wise. But what I have now is suddenly a whole bunch clearer again. But there was a quote that's been attributed to Einstein. Everything should be made as simple as possible, but not simpler. And I was curious about that because apparently where the quote became popularized was a person writing about an article, how a difficult composer gets that way, from 1950. He wrote, I also remember a remark by Albert Einstein, which certainly applies to music. He said, in effect, everything should be as simple as it can be, but not simpler. And, you know, what I found fascinating about that is a composer, again, it's an art. And, you know, as I pointed out, because I had the set of books, The Art of Computer Programming, because there are the people who do the work, you know, follow the formula, and they're the artists. And that's me. And because I strive for a beauty, an elegance in this, and you know, I can appreciate when I've seen people who are in another art field and they're just so compulsive, and I find that in myself, because I really think I remember once because it sunk in my mind when in the 1980s, around 1980, met a gentleman, and he was so pleased about the stack, because it was printed out on, you know, the those big paper stack of software that he was involved in the project writing this stuff, you know, huge thing. And now, you know, probably, and just to keep that, because that's so common, you want to build more and more and more on top of what you already have. Easily over 90% of what I've written I've thrown out, because it's change. Not for the sake of change, but to make it more elegant, to bring beauty, and you know, again, simple and consistent is now my tagline. But anyway, I did a lot of that today. I do think I made an improvement that because I was saying, what on earth am I doing wrong here? And so I cleaned up something, and oh, now I see what I was doing wrong. So my goal for yesterday, I didn't make today, I might make tomorrow, but, well, you know, I did say I want to get some tools in place. I made some good progress in those tools. They're not fully functional, but they're more functional today than they were yesterday, and for that I'm pleased. So, Lord willing, tomorrow, or at least I'll end the week with that. Anyway, so I'll be short. I want to, you know, I sent my postcard to Jack today, and you know, because you know, anyway, basically saying reconciliation's on the table, because my guess is, you know, I did get those two cards back from him, but that was like 6 months after I sent him, because apparently he moved, so I have no idea about my son. I am concerned. Because people who live his lifestyle often are abandoned. You know, obviously it happened to me, but it's more likely to happen in his lifestyle choice. You know, sin. I just want him to know his dad's available. Of course, I'm going to point to Christ, but that's another issue. Same thing with my wife, and, you know, that's... I want to reach somebody in my family. I want to reach somebody in my family and celebrate with them that we have a mutual joy. I said it's going to be short. I made a quick jaunt to get some more to the local store to get, I get these gallon jugs of water. I'm this strange guy walking with 4 gallons of water. Really, little guy's nuts. But anyway, but you know, I have a good bit of a relationship with the gentleman. He was born in India. And he is a follower of Christ. And we talked a week or so ago about that hit piece that was done on Modi in India. And what I found out, apparently, part of the reason that was done by the BBC, you know, a government entity, and because of the fact that India has not jumped on the bandwagon with the rest of Western Europe in the Ukraine issue, but instead, their relationship with Russia and with China have improved. You know, there's been border tensions between India and China now for a long time, and they've eased a good bit. Trade between the two countries, China and Russia, China and India, and even more, China and Russia have increased radically in the last couple of years. Because, again, they're part of BRICS. You know, Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa. That economic power is increasing while the West, the NATO countries, is shrinking. And so in order to fight back, the allegation is this hit piece was done on Modi in order to strike a blow to weaken them, which I found fascinating. You know, there's all sorts of issues with the state and whatnot, but either way. But the joy of being able to share with another gentleman, to be able to say, I know something about where you were born and the things that are happening there. And it's not, I look down on you or I look up at you, but you're my peer. And isn't this fascinating? And what do you think? Because obviously he's been there. It was fascinating. It's a joy to do that because I don't know, all these people are people. Anyway, I'm going to be short. My lady, my wife, the woman I love and adore, I really think you're cute. One of the things that was so clear in my head, especially when we were had our place on Straw Hill Church Road, you know, 36 acres, that was nice. But one of the things that I felt, I had a good night's sleep, and I wanted to get up in the morning because I had this lady laying next to me that I loved. And that was a drive. It's a new day, and I was getting up early without a problem. It was a new day, and I wanted to make good use of it. I want that motivation again. My lady, my wife, I love you and I want you back.